This is the SML Podcast.
Teaser images.
We could talk about that on the show.
See the numbers going, so I'm guessing that's a sign.
Maybe.
What's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
This is the SML Podcast, episode 88. So, Oobs, how you doing?
Fuck you.
You think you were going to tell me that and I wasn't going to say it on the show?
I've heard cocks in my mouth. I've been called so many worse nicknames. I don't even care.
So why the fuck you?
Because it's like you. It was first thing in the show.
I had to. You can't expect me not to.
That's you're good. That's fine.
So biggest news of the week. I still can't play Drive Club.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. Still nothing.
That's hysterical.
But you know what we can play that neither of us have yet?
What?
Borderlands.
All right. So I'm going to give you a rundown of how my Borderlands experience has gone so far.
And go.
Tuesday morning, I wake up. I check my email because I have
setting the theme.
I'm waiting for 2K to email me the code for me to put it to have the game.
And
what
was the code there?
No.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I wake up, no email, no code, and I'm like, oh god. I'm like, I hope I entered the stuff right. I hope I actually redeemed the game.
I think the mic picked up me opening the water.
It did.
Sweet.
So I'm hoping I did it right. That's terrible. So I'm hoping I did it right, and I'm checking my email, and it's not there, and I'm like, ah, god damn it, this is going to be terrible. I'm working at the store in Wilkes-Barre. I'm going through the shift, just kind of like, and I'm checking my phone like every 10, 15 minutes, no email, no email, no email. I'm like, god damn it, I'm like, I fucked it up. Like, I'm not going to get this game now. So I leave the Wilkes-Barre store about 3 o'clock. I have to go up to Steve's, do some bullshit for him. List some stuff on eBay, whatever, blah, blah, blah. While I'm up
at his...
Anything
good?
A lot of broken PlayStations.
So Rule of Rose was not in there?
No.
Sorry, Pappy. By the way, he's not here. If you guys get Rule of Rose, I want it first.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll take that into consideration. Anyway, so I'm doing stuff up at his house. I'm relatively busy. And... so I just kind of like lose track of time. I'm working on stuff there, and then as I'm leaving, like I just nonchalantly look at my phone and I see the email, and I'm like, thank fucking god. I'm like, so I get my code for the game, and there was some sort of like pre-order bonus that they hooked me up with as well.
The Shock Arena, or
yeah, that
whatever
thing
it is, yeah,
whatever that is. So I get home. First thing I do is I fire up my 360. And by fire up, I mean like I should probably light a fire underneath it so that it actually runs fast, because I don't know if it's just because it's one of the older ones with the adapter on the back. Holy fuck, was it taking forever for my Xbox Live to load.
Damn.
So just for me to get to the dashboard took me about like 7 minutes, 7 or 8 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, it was retarded.
I have been seeing things that Microsoft has been, like, their servers are being stressed. I'm not sure if it's between all the games coming out, all the new buyers.
And, yeah, I don't know, but
just
like
something on their end.
So I'm like, all right. So, and I didn't have this kind of issue up until maybe like a couple weeks ago. Like, I noticed that I wouldn't log into Xbox Live automatically. Like, it would just, like, I'd have to test my connect. I'd have to retest my connection every single fucking time.
Wow.
And it would, like, and there was some sort of error that kept, like, popping up. I don't know why.
Did you look the error up online?
Yeah, and I couldn't really get a definitive answer as to what was going on. But anyway, so I finally get connected. I enter the code in, and I get disconnected as I'm entering the code in.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm like, oh, God, I hope this actually redeemed. Like, I hope it didn't fuck up, blah, blah, blah. Luckily, it didn't. Took me a little bit to even just get back into where I had to go to see if it fucked up. But so I get back into there. I go to download the game, and normally when I go to download something, I mean, my internet speed's pretty good. I'll go to download something, and I'll at least get like 1% within, I don't know, a couple minutes at least. At least.
Mm-hmm.
I left it up on the screen, and I walked away for like, I don't know, 45 minutes.
You were playing Diablo, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
Liar.
I think I was eating. So I walked away completely from the TV. I go back to the TV 45 minutes later, 1%.
Ugh.
And I'm just like, what the fuck? Oh, what the hell is going on here? I had to run an errand, so I leave. I come back like 2 hours later.
4%?
I got disconnected. So then I started again.
Oh, no.
And I stayed up pretty late last night. So I think I went to bed about like, I went to lay down at like 2 or 3 o'clock. At about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, my percentage was something around 60.
Oh, my God.
Or 66% or something like that. Mind you, I started the download the first time at about, what, like 7?
Jesus.
Yeah, that's 7.
Like, did you have any big downloads going, or did maybe Chris have something downloading?
Not that I'm aware of.
Chawed up.
Because I was able to connect on every other device that I had and had no issues whatsoever.
Hmm.
So
what kind of a Wi-Fi adapter is it? Is it the one with the one antenna or the two?
The one with the two. Yeah, it's the black one. So I let it go. So I let it go overnight.
Let it go.
So I let it go overnight. What's up? Oh my God! My friend who apparently just got in a car wreck today. I saw it on Facebook.
Get another mic.
I only have two.
Get a drum mic. Oh. See this.
What are you? Oh, that's weird. We're recording. That probably won't pick you up.
Not at all.
So I let it go overnight.
Here, I'm on the show every week. Let him talk.
Well, I'll quickly end this thing. Here. Yeah, he doesn't even use them live. Like when he's the bass player for the cover band that I'm in.
Which one?
Trainwrecks.
So you're one of the Trainwrecks, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, he is. But yeah, long story short, so wake up in the morning, still not done. I think it was at like 70 or 80%.
Good God.
I left. I went to work. I came back maybe an hour or two ago, and it was finally done. So I don't know when it actually finished, but it did finish.
Hmm.
So I will be able to play the game at some point tonight, maybe.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
I just didn't play it yet.
So I can't tell you anything about the game. I know nothing about it. But it's finally downloaded, so that's good.
Have you seen the screens that pop up if you pick Claptrap?
Are you sure? Or like, something like that?
Are you sure you want to pick Claptrap? Yes. You know, like, it's Claptrap, right? Like, his action skills and karate chops. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yes. This is your last warning, really. Yeah, like, do you want to do this?
I haven't figured out who I'm going to play as yet. I haven't thought that far into it because I just haven't been able to think that far in advance for anything right now because I've just been so fucking busy. But
nice.
So Borderlands came out. How are you, Luke? I'm sorry. We get sidetracked, we get derailed, but this is slightly important, just to say the least. Just hold it up to your mouth.
Ah.
Don't worry.
Yep.
No one will listen.
So I heard you got in a car accident today, Luke.
Yeah, I did. A good one.
Yeah, I saw the pictures on Facebook.
They're done good, kid.
I'm glad you're alive.
Yeah. That's a plus.
Because holy shit, dude.
Well, I was coming back from work and I was already going slow. Like, cars were like, I Polish roadblocked everybody.
Okay.
And I felt my back. Yeah, it's when there's
Polish
like,
roadblock. Yeah,
it's when you can't pass because there's two cars.
Yeah. So you take up two lanes so that nobody can try and like zoom past you.
And
I understood.
I felt my back end kick out. So I just kind of like let it go. And maybe like 300 yards down the road, I actually hit my brakes. And that's when I started.
You just fishtailed? Or?
I fishtailed. The guy behind me said it was like watching a figure skater. I just went out to the right, went back to the left, went to the right, slammed into the embankment, had my car going sideways down the road, and just went woo, woo, woo. And
Jesus Christ, dude.
I'm sitting there, and...
Weren't you carpooling?
Yeah, I had Chris Klesmer with me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And...
How's he? Is he all right?
Yeah.
You both good?
Yeah, we were able to get a door open, window, something like that. We both popped out. There was a bunch of people standing there. They're like, how the hell were you guys able to do that? We're like, what? They're like, you just flipped your car 2.5 times and you just stood up like you got off of the roller coaster at Knoebels.
It's like, probably because it's about the same as the roller coaster at Knoebels. Because that does happen on the Phoenix. I flew out of my chair a couple times, so it's...
Well, I mean, it was...
it's possible.
It was terrifying, and I didn't, like... It's really hard to process the information when it was happening.
Yeah.
Because I literally felt nothing.
Yeah. No, I've been in a wreck where I flipped before, too. And honestly, like, I didn't even notice it that much. It was weird. Like, it was just, like, afterwards, you're like, wow, it was fucking crazy. But it's, like... It's so quick and it's such a blur that you just like you can't really describe exactly what was going on.
All I heard was just shit flying because I had my base cabinet in the back.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh,
I had my base cabinet in my base head, and the cops like, is there anything that you want to take from your car that you could fit? I grabbed all my Raiders keychains.
Left the base ring.
I left the 410 cabinet. I grabbed the head. I'm like, I have another cabinet. Like it.
Is the head? Did you try the head? Or?
Nah.
Oh no.
I do have a direct box.
You do. It's base, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, as long as you still the base wasn't in the car, right?
No.
Then you're good. You don't need an amp. Amps. Fucking whatever.
Yeah. Blue.
Hey. I'm going to be probably having to play my electronic kit out because of my fucking legs and shit. So don't feel that bad. We'll be the quietest band ever.
So we don't have amps and we don't have a real drum set.
Yeah. We will be the quietest band ever. But I'm glad to hear that you're all right. Cause that's cause I literally like, I got out of work and I called my fiance Jordan and I was just like, you know, I just asked her like how her day went. She's like, "Did you see Facebook? Did you see that Luke got in a accident?" I was like, "No. How bad is it?" She's like, "Just go look at the pictures." And I saw the pictures. I'm like, "Jesus Christ, dude! Yeah. Like that's rough. That's real rough."
Oh, I have something else to say off podcast.
That's fine. Yeah, I mean, like, well, you got probably about 45 minutes at least.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. We just started like 10 minutes ago.
Oh.
So we go for about an hour, roughly.
Yeah, Sonic's pretty cool.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and what about Sonic is really cool? He likes to go fast?
No, it's actually really cool if you listen to Sonic and you play Sonic and you're listening to Journey Wheel in the Sky.
I'm going to have to do that.
It's actually awesome.
I'm going to have to do that sometime.
Yeah, that's about my knowledge of video games.
That's okay. It's cool. I appreciate it.
I mean,
are you going to stick around? Are you going to hang out for a bit?
Yeah.
Jordan's down in Bloomsburg, so I don't have anybody to really chill with other than them. So,
all right,
you're more than welcome. Cool. There you go. All right, Joe.
All right,
what,
there you go.
What happened? What happened in video games this week, other than Borderlands coming out and us
I don't know,
not
kind
playing
of sidetracked now.
I know. I just had to. I had to get that information because it was pertinent, and it was like I had to know. I'm glad. I'm glad you're all right, buddy.
Video games.
Video games.
Sanic.
Yeah, Sanic. Like, gotta go fast.
Gotta go fast, and then fishtail and wreck and flip.
Yeah. God damn it, man.
So, I don't know.
You said something about Killer Instinct. I'm obviously interested.
Oh, season 2
in that.
Is out today.
Who's in season 2?
Starts off with TJ Combo and Maya. And then they
Maya was from Gold?
Gold, yeah.
Okay.
And then they haven't officially announced who the other characters are yet, but they released some
pictures,
some shadowy photos. Very easily, you can tell that Ripdoor is coming back.
Cool.
And Cinder.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you can make out any of those other shadowy figures that I'm sure you can Google and find so you can play along to this podcast.
What the fuck?
There's people guessing that the second one down on the left is either Shadow Jago, which would suck because how many people already have him?
Yeah.
Or Tusk from Gold.
That's probably Tusk.
Kind of curious to know who that big ogre looking dude is.
That's got to be new.
Shrek. Yeah.
It's Shrek. It's the Jolly Green Giant. Yeah, I mean, like, there's nothing. Nothing's really like. Other than Cinder, because that's fucking obvious. And Riptor.
Yeah.
The other ones aren't really too. Like the green big fucking broccoli looking thing.
Broccoli looking thing.
That's got to be a new character because he doesn't strike.
Like who are the big ones still missing?
Oh, dude, there's like. Let me think here. Here you got Glacius Fulgor, Saberwolf.
Oh, and they also released the Killer Cuts album on iTunes and Amazon and everything else.
They should have mine for Cinder. God damn it.
Well, they
can
have,
I start a petition for that? Will that is that a thing? I don't know.
Well, on the Killer Cuts album, they have all the original arcade songs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all the original arcade songs and then all the stuff from season 1.
Okay, cool. That's awesome.
So you get to listen to Yo, check this out.
Boom,
boom, boom.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Good song is good.
Indeed.
let's see. What else? What else? Video games.
Video games?
And Anita Sarkeesi got.
Oh, man. I heard about that. I don't like talking about her on the podcast.
Yeah.
But this whole Gamergate shit is getting out of hand.
Yeah. It's pretty ridiculous. I am not going to voice any opinions on Gamergate whatsoever because
the only thing I'll say is have whatever opinion you want, but when it comes to death threats,
that's
fucked up.
Yeah.
Knock it off.
Yeah, that needs to calm down a bit.
Invalidates your entire argument when you're telling the other side
like,
that you're going to bomb a school.
Yeah, like that's come on, that's retarded. That's dumb. That is our target.
Yeah, that's definitely a subject I don't want to get into on this show.
No.
Because that'll quickly turn into a Timcast when there's a lot more hostility.
Timcast.
Yeah. You can't deny he had a lot of controversial episodes where
he did.
He would just instigate and fight.
Now I don't know. I think we have very similar. We might have some similar views on some stuff. Other things, maybe not. As far as the Gamergate thing is concerned, I think the whole reason why I don't want to necessarily get into it is just because, like, and I don't want to say this without sounding, I guess sympathetic, but I don't care. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's so much, like, there's this huge fucking whirlwind of bullshit that's going on with it. And I understand that there are issues that need to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that, like, there's so many different things that are getting blanketed under this one title, I think is kind of ridiculous. Like, yeah, everything needs to have its own thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm like, just sick of things being called something gate.
Right. Like, what the fuck? Like, just, like, you know, I understand that there's a lot of problems within the gaming community that need to be addressed. But why is... Because, honestly, like, at this point, I don't even know what the fuck Gamergate is, because it's been, like, everybody's told me, like, 3 or 4 different things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't want to attempt
something about feminism and blah blah blah.
There's a lot of different things that I guess are being intertwined with it, and you know, it's not just the inequalities that are becoming a problem, but it's also like the review industry, and then also like gaming journalism and sexual orientation and all this. Like, there's just this huge fucking thing, and it's just like, dude, like. Let's take each thing.
This is the games industry. Like, it's supposed to be fun.
Right.
Although a lot of people have a legitimate gripe over Polygon's review of Bayonetta 2.
I didn't see it.
The game has been getting near universal praise with a lot of 10s, of 9s.
I've been seeing that, yeah.
And Polygon gave it a 7.5, which on the surface isn't horrible.
I guess.
But one of the reasons is because of the sexuality in the game.
Well, duh,
that's
part of the game.
Bayonetta is.
that's like, oh, I'm going to give Grand Theft Auto a low score just because
it's violent.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Like a lot of people are scared to see their review. Vita game came out this week. Senran Kagura Shinobi.
God bless you?
Yeah. it's an anime-styled game. Action, beat 'em up.
Sure.
Button masher, pretty much. And it is possibly the most hyper-sexualized game I've ever seen.
Okay.
The intro cutscene of just like showing clips of the girls anime style jumping around has as much focus on boobs and ass as a hustler. Someone's attention got peaked over there.
As a
hustler magazine.
Huh.
I mean, they go as close to full nudity as possible without showing the bits.
where is this? It's a game that came out. Like, see now, I don't know, man. Like, there has to be a place in the industry for every niched kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think Bayonetta kind of belongs. It's expected it's going to be sexual because. Yeah.
Because it's Bayonetta
1.
Jesus
her
Christ,
outfit is made of her hair.
Yeah.
And when she does her super move, you know.
Her hair goes away.
Goes away. Doesn't show anything, but gets close to it.
Oh, but, speaking of Bayonetta, actually.
Okay, I'll end the topic about Senran Kagura.
Hold on. You'll be proud of me.
Did you play the demo?
I did.
The free demo?
I did.
Oh, my God.
And I liked it. It was fun.
Nice. Yeah, I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, it was cool.
No idea how we're going to get it, but.
Dude, I don't fucking know. That might be one that I just wait on for a little while and then wait for it to drop, because that'll be one that probably drops.
Yeah, you never know. It's Nintendo published and they don't.
It depends. Because, I mean, like, there's things that are Nintendo published that do drop.
Yeah,
not tremendously, yeah. But you know what I mean.
I don't know. I guess we'll see.
But we shall see.
Yeah, I wish I got further into Senran Kagura because it is hilarious to play.
Yeah,
the opening cutscene, or not the opening, like the anime cutscene, but the intro story stuff. It talks of a girl and 3 or 4 of her friends walking in a field, going out to just relax for the day. They had some rice cakes from their grandfather, or for their grandfather, something like that. And then this ninja master shows up, and they just have the picture of him that he looks kind of an older guy. Like the gray mustache and gray hair, and the story is like you know if he appears before you should drop to your knee in respect, but the girls were like, oh, we can't do that, we feel like we can't do that, and he just raises his hands and does like the whole ninja thing and disappears. Like, oh my God, where is he? And he went behind the one girl, just reaches his hands around and squeezes her tits. What? And then he does it to every other girl. And no matter what they do, looking around, they can't stop him from doing it. And none of this is animated. It is all text on the screen. And I'm losing my shit as I read it.
What the fuck?
And now I picked their class for the game because they have three different schools that, for storylines.
Okay.
And their goal is to fight against his school in some kind of contest that goes on where the loser's school gets burned to the ground.
What the fuck? Oh my God.
All I've done is play the intro and the tutorial so far, and then we had a leave to come up.
Holy shit.
But, wow. Oh my, it is batshit insane.
It sounds like it.
And you know what I played it on?
Let me know how that goes.
You know what I played it on? A PlayStation TV.
Oh, you got a PS. Wait, no, you have one.
No, PS TV.
Oh,
the
box.
Vita TV, the little thing that's like the size of your phone, pretty much.
Right.
And it's a Vita.
Huh.
Yeah. It doesn't have touchscreen stuff, yeah. So I had to take off a whole ton of games that didn't work.
Right.
Which I'm an idiot there, too, because I forgot that I had two Vita memory cards. One was the 64 gig that was in my Vita, and I used that for everything.
Yeah.
And just out of instinct, I popped that one in the PS TV and figured, oh, I'll clear off the few games that don't work on it that rely on touchscreen. Mm-hmm. There's a whole lot more than I expected. And I was like, oh, what am I going to use in my Vita now? Oh, yeah, I have a second one. And I pop it in the system, and I forgot that it's basically nothing but PSP games and PlayStation 1 games. And PSP games were the big thing I wanted to put on the PlayStation TV.
You done fucked up.
Yeah, I done fucked up bad.
There's
a lot of downloading that has to happen again.
I'm shocked. It's like every single time that you gain a piece of hardware or lose a piece of hardware, it's like, looks like I got a lot of downloading to do.
Yep, it's a process every time.
Ridiculous.
Because nothing can go easy, whether by choice or not.
No, of course not. Oh, but, man.
Yeah, PSTV so far is pretty cool. I linked up a DualShock 4 to it.
Yeah.
And it's fun. All the games are full screen, so unlike the PSP Go that you could hook up to your TV where the actual games would take up like half the screen because of a giant black border around it.
Uh-huh.
PSP games, full screen.
Hmm.
Play great, look great.
Nice. I may have to see how that is. Because there's actually, like, I still don't know if I'm going to do this, but I've actually been highly contemplating picking up a PlayStation or a PlayStation 2 and working on, like, a physical collection for that system.
Well, if you were going to get a PlayStation or a PlayStation 2, just get the PlayStation 2 since you could play PlayStation games on it.
Right. But you say what I'm getting at. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, I don't know if I want to. The only thing that I would worry about is I don't want to go fully digital.
Yeah.
Like, I already feel bad that my copy of Borderlands is digital.
Yeah.
I would love to have physical copies of it. But at the same time, it's like, you know, you see the size of my apartment. Like, where the fuck am I going to put games if I get them? Like, literally the only thing that I could do is, like, put them down there. In the TV stand.
You've seen my shelves of games. Where the fuck am I going to put any more of mine?
One of your shelves would not fit in this house.
Yeah, you could fit it. Put it sideways next to the TV.
Well, I think I might get one of those like tower things and see if it's narrow enough to fit between the TV stand and the radiator there.
Maybe.
So that way I could just kind of put some games there, but that's the only thing I could think of.
But shit, I can make something fit here.
Oh, that's gross.
I already see, like, you could get one of the slimmer ones and put it from the door jamb on your little pantry closet next to the TV.
Yeah, I'd run into it.
Because
even that, like, the hookah shouldn't be there.
Because
I run into that. And my fiance's case of fucking pumpkin beer, which I think might all be empty now. I'm going to have to go through that.
Actually. So, if you were interested in an Xbox One,
I am.
New holiday bundle coming.
Okay.
I don't know if this is their official holiday bundle or not, since they usually do one of those every year. But we already know that Madden got one, Call of Duty's getting one, Sunset Overdrive's getting
like
one.
Like a week or two.
And now Assassin's Creed Unity is getting one.
Ooh.
And not only does it have Assassin's Creed Unity, it has Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag.
I want that too.
They are the standard price, $399 for the base system,
uh-huh,
or $499 for the one with the Kinect, which contains a third game, Dance Central Spotlight.
Dance Central Spotlight.
It's Harmonix.
I know.
Can't go wrong with Harmonix.
Where am I going to dance in here?
Up your ass.
I suppose.
Plus, they're including Dance Central Standard with all the standalone Kinects.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yep. So might as well pop it in there with the consoles.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know, man. I feel like there's going to be another one, though. And I think that's what I'm holding out for.
What, another console?
Another bundle.
There's still a chance we'll get the Halo one, but
yeah,
I don't know. They've denied it.
When is that supposed to come out?
Halo?
Yeah.
November 11th?
I don't know, man. That's like right around when it would need to be.
Oh, I know. Well, the Assassin's Creed bundle comes out November 2nd, which is actually ahead of when Unity comes out.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Yeah, because Unity comes out the same day as Halo.
Hmm.
So I wonder if you'll be able to download Unity right away with the console, or if they'll make you wait. But
they'll probably make you wait.
Either way, if you get to download it the day the console releases, that's a hell of a score for Microsoft.
Yeah, that's actually pretty...
Oh, you want to play Assassin's Creed Unity this year? Well, do you want to play it a week and a half early? Buy an Xbox One. Join the family.
That's dirty, but it's smart.
Join the family.
Dude, that's... I like it. It's a power play.
Indeed.
If that's the way that it'll work. It's all speculation.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. I imagine if they're releasing it on the 2nd, why wouldn't they just wait until the 11th then?
Yeah.
Or whatever the day is. I don't have a calendar in front of me.
But I don't know. We'll see.
Speaking of Xbox One, a new app hit this week.
Which is?
Vine.
Can you record Vines with your Kinect?
I don't think so.
Because if you can, that makes it awesome. If you can't, then I'm disappointed.
I don't think so. That'd be great if you could.
You need to Google that right now.
Oh, man.
Right now.
Well, the app just came out. I don't know if anyone knows.
Just Google it.
I'll read the article that it's mentioned in.
Google it. Because if you can, dude, like that's... Ugh.
Dale North, I almost made a Vine about Vine being on Xbox One.
You should have, actually. Why didn't you? You fucked up.
It says posting my own Vine, so maybe he did.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe it is.
Maybe I'll try it when I go home.
You have homework for next week. You have to tell me if you can record Vines with your Kinect.
True.
Oh, man.
But look at that. New stuff coming to the Xbox One.
I'm shocked.
Where Drive Club can't even come to the PS4.
Oh, actually, you remember how, I think I might have mentioned this last week, with all your talk about Forza Horizon 2,
mm-hmm,
I kept wondering if there was a version that wasn't Xbox One, and there is.
Yeah, there is on 360.
It's on 360, and I was unaware of that. Now, I actually, I looked up a comparison video between 360 and Xbox One.
Okay.
And obviously, it pretty much all of the changes in which people have noticed is entirely just graphical based.
Nice.
So it seems like the game itself, if you're just looking for the gameplay experience itself, you can still get that same experience on 360. I don't think they're going to have the whole like driver profile thing. I'd be surprised if they did.
Yeah.
But overall, if you want to just, you know, get the gameplay experience and just, you know, enjoy the game for what it's worth, you can get it on 360.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I'd imagine all the Drive Atar stuff is just
I would presume it would be Xbox One Because that seems like a lot of information and a lot of shit to process that I just don't think the 360 would have resources for.
Yeah. So Lego Batman 3 is looking like something I need to get.
Because of Conan O'Brien?
Conan O'Brien, Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
The guy from Arrow who plays Arrow.
Yeah.
That game's looking... And I love the Lego games to begin with.
I do too.
So that only makes it that much better.
Mm-hmm. I was actually very disappointed in myself that I didn't pick up... Lego Marvel was on sale on Steam like a month or two ago.
Huh.
It was like fucking like... $6 or $7.
Oh damn.
I was pretty disappointed in myself that I didn't pick it up at the time. But so be the Steam sales.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Lego games, the Lego Movie video game came with the PSTV.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, there's two different versions of the PSTV. One's $100 and it's just the system.
Uh-huh.
The other is $140 and it has the system, Lego Movie video game, an 8-gig memory stick, and a DualShock 3.
I feel like the bundle's actually a better way to roll.
It's a much better way to roll. Yeah.
A way better way to roll.
Yeah, we picked ours up at Best Buy, who let me down this week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
You weren't able to use your discount.
Oh, no, If the discount doesn't go for some reason, I bitch until they return it and give me my 20% back. We paid for that 20% discount for 2 years. I'm gonna milk the shit out of that.
Yep, fucking A right you will.
But one game I didn't get to use it on, and that was the previously mentioned Senran Kagura Shinobi.
Oh.
Because I pre-ordered it there. Pre-order.
Uh-huh.
They never got it.
Oh.
2 weeks ago, I pre-ordered Persona 4 Ultimax, or Persona 4 Arena Ultimax.
Uh-huh.
Pre-ordered at Best Buy. They never got it.
Those?
It's not that they couldn't find it. They were never sent a copy of the game
that was pre-ordered.
I emailed corporate. I'm like, what's the point of pre-ordering a game if the game's not going to show up?
Right.
And I explained that it's happened twice now, and they replied back, oh, we apologize. Given that this is just a one-off occurrence, I wouldn't be too troubled about it happening again. It wasn't a one-off. It happened fucking twice in 15 days.
Yeah.
Convince me to keep pre-ordering shit there. Because I had to drive down to GameStop. Of course, the only one they had available was a gutted one, and the guy tore the box when he opened it up and gutted it. Yeah.
Scumbags.
So, thankfully, it was just like a flap that goes into the box. But still, when you open it and you just see it's torn with all these pieces of the foil missing.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck?
Scum.
Yeah.
Scum.
Sons of bitches.
Scum.
Straight up sons of bitches.
Scum.
Sons of bitches.
So what else happened in gaming?
I don't know what happened.
What do we have to report, Joe?
There's not much to report. This is like,
Oh, actually, I watched a video, like a couple days ago and I don't know if it's something that just happened recently or if it's just, I just so happened to stumble upon it, recently, but, I watched a video of a guy. He had three televisions set up and three Nintendo 64s set up in front of him.
Nice.
He had Mario 64. He had Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time and GoldenEye.
Tell me he had all of them hooked up to one controller.
Not to one controller. He had three separate controllers.
Wow.
He beat all of them in under an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it wasn't a perfect star run.
Well,
Mario.
No. It was, there were any percents.
The stair glitch.
And there were glitches. But holy shit, man. Like, that's like three huge titles for one game system in tandem.
That's,
and you
nuts.
Beat it in under an hour. What the fuck?
Oh, my God. Like, that is nuts.
Blew my mind.
Someone's phone went off. What you breaking on your phone, son?
Hold on.
Is this Steve?
No.
Just put him on the podcast. Dead air.
Sorry. I had to read a text message. I think one of my friends is going to get murdered by his crazy ex.
Well, one was saved from death today. I guess not all of them can make it.
Can't all be winners. I got to take the good with the bad.
So remember EA Access, that program that we've talked about a couple of times?
$5
a month, $30 for the year, only on Xbox One.
Yes.
Newest game has been added to the library.
Which is?
Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
So now you're getting a
call. That's Steve.
Steve.
I have to take... Oh, I really have to take this.
Do you want
to
pause this?
Let's pause.
Okay,
let's do that.
Here's a song or something. That sure was a song, wasn't it, Chris?
I think.
Do you want to guess what song it was?
Not at all.
Okay.
Because I don't know what you...
It was catchy, though, wasn't it? Man, that was fun to listen to.
I'm not answering anything because I don't know.
Well, while we were away and Chris was on his phone call, we found someone.
We did.
They were just wandering the streets, lonely, begging to talk. And she was awesome the first time we had her on the show. Special mystery guest, would you like to introduce yourself to the four people listening? We have to be up to four.
I'm on the show right now, so why would I want to listen? hi, everyone. It's Kayla here from the Knights of Nerdvana and also King of the Nerds.
Our reigning king.
Yes.
It's true.
Some big news has happened since the last time we talked. Nerd related, yes?
A lot has happened for me. I started a website called the Knights of Nerdvana, which is an online community for people to... we have forums, we got chat rooms. I have a network of podcasts, video blogs, and blogs. And I'm working to do some stuff with some of the other King of the Nerds people and some of the other King of the Nerds shows.
Nice.
And that's been big. And then I went to a real convention called Dragon Con.
Are you saying MAGFest is not real? Because I've been there. It is real.
It is real.
Nothing beats Dragon Con, man. I'm sorry.
MAGFest beats Dragon Con.
I like MAGFest.
I also was at New York Comic Con, which is off the hook. Oh my gosh, was it an amazing experience. So, yeah. And then I guess, you know, this little show called King of the Nerds got their third season.
Yay!
That's exciting.
And the cast was released while we were at New York Comic Con last week.
Do tell.
They're a pretty epic group, and there's a few new twists this year, including the fact that there are now 12 contestants instead of 11.
Oh.
The contestants are your typical range of people, just like last time. Colby was a, he was a Jeopardy champion.
And oh, shit.
He was, he's like undefeated on Jeopardy. And so, yeah, he's definitely had some chops to be there. We have someone who used to work at NASA there. We got him three PhDs this year, one in math, and I'm not sure about the other ones. I'm still trying to memorize their bios. But some pretty awesome nerds are going to make up season three. There's some amazing challenges, off-the-hook challenges. Oh, my goodness. You'll have to tune in to see them. I can't really talk a lot about them, but
I was going to guess you couldn't share much about that, huh?
Probably not.
No.
Damn NDAs.
Classified.
I say what I've heard, like Curtis and Bobby tell you. Yes. Yes.
Super classified.
Pretty much. And I'm not going to be the one gets in trouble for releasing that. I'm not going to be the deep throat of season three. So
deep throat. And she said, but she wasn't going to talk dirty.
Yeah, right.
Well, the other thing you guys might not know about is that we also filmed King of the Nerds UK.
Really?
There is going, the cast has not been released. And, as of today, the release of the season has been delayed until 2015. So I'm not sure when the season's going to come out, but they built a Nerdvana and they filmed season one of King of the Nerds United Kingdom edition. And that's, the nerds on that crew are just off the hook too. So like, it's awesome to see this community growing. And
that's pretty awesome. Is the UK one going to air in the States at all or just overseas?
I am not sure yet. It's on a network called Sky UK. They bought the rights from TBS and 5x5, and I will find a way to make sure that I at least get copies of the video from UK, even if I gotta pirate them.
Pirate Bay. Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't catch that.
Something about a bay.
Yeah.
Pirates.
You know, I just may. We can heat some hay. What do you say?
Oh, God.
No?
Fucking A.
No? Nobody? No? Happy Gilmore?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
That was on the other day. I was watching it.
Golf jokes.
Yay.
Oh, man.
That's pretty much how I play mini golf. It's Happy Gilmore style.
You know, I've actually gone to driving ranges. I was on the golf team when I was younger. Yes, there was a golf team at my school. Mm-hmm. But the one practice, I decided that every single shot that I had was going to be a Happy Gilmore swing. Dude, I tell you what, it's a legitimate like strategy, because like I was bombing my fucking shots.
As long as you connect.
Like, dude. The funny thing is, like, normally I had like a really bad slice to my shot, like mm-hmm. when I swung normally. When I did that, dead fucking straight.
Wow.
Like dead straight. And I at least got like an extra fucking like 20, 30 yards.
And you never shot normally again.
I actually used to like do a couple drives here and there like that.
Although I love the fact, I think you missed it, but our King of the Nerds called you, person who's been in rock music, a prep.
I was a little bit of everything when I was younger. I was. And it wasn't, and to be completely honest, it was more the jock side of me, because I used to play like baseball and football and stuff like that, but then I injured myself and they said I couldn't play any contact sports, so I was like, fuck it, I'll play golf.
I just want you to remember for the rest of your life that the literal King of the Nerds, official title on business cards, called you a prep.
Come on, it's golf. Golf.
No, I'm not taking it.
When you said he played football and baseball, that's cool. You earned a little bit of points back on that one.
It's just I wasn't allowed to play any real sports anymore. It was that in bowling.
Dude, I was on the bowling team.
I was on bowling team when I was younger, like when I was like 7.
I won't front, as the kids say.
But yeah, dude, like they wouldn't let me play anything anymore.
I don't think either of us are allowed to play anything soccer anymore.
Yeah, I'm pretty fucking broken.
You know, I played soccer until I broke my foot. And then I kind of tried every sport in the world that didn't involve feet.
You're really into hockey, right?
I'm really into hockey. It took me a while to convince my father that women were allowed to play hockey. We actually went and saw Team USA play Team China, the women's team. And that was the year they won the gold medal. And so after that, I was allowed to play hockey.
Oh, there
you go.
Pretty
badass.
Before that, though, this is my family. I love them dearly. Couldn't play hockey. A, it's expensive. B, it's not for girls.
It is really fucking expensive, though.
Oh, yeah. But I was allowed to play padded football for my junior high because I was the first girl in the league ever to join and play full contact, full padded football.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
We need her and Christy on the show at the same time, and they could talk hockey for an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, when one of our previous guests was on the show, and she fucking loves hockey.
Yeah,
she played hockey in high school, and she would beat the shit out of people.
Yeah, I play one on one. And I'm pretty excited because I just announced today that my team that I'm really into, because I lived in Nashville for 7 years, the Nashville Preds, they get to host the All-Star game in 2016. I can't wait to go to that game because I'm so going to that game.
Nice.
I could potentially drive there. It's a 14-hour drive.
Yeah. I don't think my heart will last until 2016, so we'll see.
Your heart on? Is that what you said?
No, my heart.
Oh, okay. I thought
I'll be gone before then.
Okay. I thought you said your hard-on won't last until 2016.
That, too.
Because if your hard-on lasted until 2016, I'd be very, very impressed. I'm just saying.
That would be terrible.
Actually, that would be, like, a really terrible... Like that would be a curse. It'd be bad.
Were the commercials 4 hours or 4 years? I don't remember. I just let it go.
I just let it go. Oh, man.
It opens doors for me. Literally
opens doors
for me.
It's just only the motion detector ones, though, because it's like you're still like a foot away and you're just like, oh, wow, the door's already open. That's great. That's convenient.
Oh, man. I wish a foot. I'm like 3 inches away.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, maybe that's the problem that you're having.
Maybe.
You need to get a longer automatic door opener.
Now, I think what I need is an x-ray on my foot tonight.
Yeah.
Talking about being broken, and a half hour before the show, Chris is showing Ashley and I an apartment, and coming down the steps, bottom step, hit the ground, and apparently there's like some little ditch in the floor I didn't see. Ankle goes straight down in.
Yep.
Hurts like hell.
Yeah. The other thing you could do is just maybe suck it up.
And when you
tack the fucked up foot on top of a foot that already has gout as well as back surgery and a torn rotator cuff, I'm going to bitch about it.
It's just to get your mind off the other shit.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah. What is that, Sergeant Payne? Here, give me your finger.
Yeah. Major Payne. I'm going to be all over you like white on rice in a snowstorm on a paper plate.
Yeah, that's it. Major Payne. Yes, that was it.
How do you quote so many movies?
You know what the worst part about it is? The last time I watched that movie, this is a true story. Last time I watched that movie, while I was in med hold in the Air Force.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's fucking 100% accurate and true. And the funny thing is, it was after I was already pretty much done with all of my basic training. So I had already gone through all the bullshit. And then I saw that movie and I had a much more profound like appreciation for that movie.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking great. It was awesome.
Video games.
Really?
So, Kayla, how was Comic-Con? Tell us about that.
Oh, my gosh. Comic-Con was a whirlwind. So I went to help represent King of the Nerds. I went with Xander, Bobby, and Curtis from the show.
Nice.
We had a panel on Thursday, which was the first day of con. It was standing room only, so there was like 570 people.
Damn.
And we also had Yaya Han, who was from Heroes of Cosplay and also has been a guest star or a guest judge on King of the Nerds for all three seasons now. And so it was awesome. It was a lot of fun. Bobby and Curtis did a signing, and Xander and I just walked around fangirling all over the place about being at Comic-Con in New York. And We also did some press junkets and stuff. There was a lot of interviews that we did about season 3. So if you check out my Twitter, you can see the links. I'll post them as I get them and as they get posted from all the different press people that were there. And yeah, it was pretty spectacular.
So you mentioned your Twitter. What is it? That will help our listener find you.
It's true.
That'll help Zach find you. And Grant.
Yeah. And Grant.
My Twitter is @OnToMars_Kayla. And that's, you know, pretty easy to find. If you just type in my name on Twitter, it'll come up. Or even probably King of the Nerds will come up with that.
There you go. Nice. That'd probably be the easier one.
Yeah.
It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, you never know.
It's true. I keep telling myself I'm going to start using Twitter more, and then
you don't.
And then I don't. Because the problem is I will overanalyze and overexplain things, so 160 characters is just not enough for me.
Especially since there's only 140 characters on a tweet.
Yeah. Oh, 140? I thought it was...
Yeah, you stupid asshole.
That's how much I use it.
Twice you got burned by the King of the Nerds.
You know what?
Which I've had a joke running through my head, and I'm always afraid to say it, but fuck it. I need to know, if you're the King of the Nerds, is Xander the Queen of the Nerds?
Oh, that is not a joke, honey. That is how we actually say it.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
The entire time we were at New York Comic Con, we've been doing that joke literally since the moment I won the show, that, you know, Brian was the jester of the court and that Xander was the Queen of the Nerds and stuff. He was my queen, and no, that it's not offensive. You're fine. That is definitely how we do it.
Okay, I don't want another movie theater voice.
Yeah,
situation
since
to her.
Since you're so goddamn racist.
No, Xander is
no Ashley's
yeah,
racist. Just
cool.
Like your daddy.
He's cool.
Oh my god. You know what? I resent all of the non-nerdness that's being thrown my way. Tell me what you pointed out to me when you came up to the store today.
Which part?
When I was writing down on the slip.
Oh, yeah. I traded it. Since I just got the PlayStation TV, I used to use a PSP Go hooked up to a TV to play PSP games. The problem is there's a shitty, huge black border around any of the games. But with the PlayStation TV, it goes full screen. Plus, you get to play Vita games and all that other fun, happy horse shit. So I traded my PSP Go and the TV cord and the power cords to the store Chris works at. And after he wrote everything up, gave me the money, and like walked into the back room to put the Vita back or the PSP back there, I looked at the paper and he put TV cord spelled C-H-O-R-D. That's what kind of a fucking music nerd he is.
Because, like, and honestly, like, I didn't even notice it until he pointed it out to me. And then I looked back at some of the other slips that I did the same day, and I'm like, wow, I did this multiple times. Like,
oh, man.
Yeah.
The sad thing is most people probably wouldn't realize that you were thinking musical chord and just thinking that you are an idiot.
No. It was really, like, because I have to think in musical terms all the time, I'm just so used to chords being spelled C-H-O-R-D-S.
Yeah, plus I think the people in our area are more concerned with where their missing teeth are and how much chaw they have left.
And where they're going to get heroin.
Yeah. No, meth. Let's be fair.
Yeah, it's meth. It's probably more meth.
They're just pissed off that their food stamps don't cover meth.
I get food stamps. Fuck you.
Hey, we had them too, but that's the stereotype.
Oh my gosh.
We've gone over the stereotype.
Listen,
thing.
Joe's on fire today. I don't understand why. He is a big ball of hate, and I don't understand it. I don't know why.
Fuck the world.
What the hell?
You don't
is
know
it
me.
Because is it because you didn't get to play Borderlands yet?
Yes.
I
didn't get to murder anything yet.
I'm kind of angry I didn't get to play Borderlands yet.
Hey, I told you to play it before we started the show.
It's going to happen tonight. I'm going to play Borderlands at least for a little bit before I go to sleep tonight.
You know what I'm not going to play?
Borderlands.
Drive Club.
Drive
Club.
You know what? Well, that's PlayStation for you. Well, I know we haven't really had you on the show that long, but...
Time zones are a bitch.
Time zones suck.
Chris is falling asleep in his chair.
I'm crazy fucking busy for some reason, but... We're not going to skip past what we always do at the end of the episode. Are you playing anything right now?
Yeah, with her, it's not even a what are you playing? It's an are you playing
anything right now?
I got to be honest, I have not really played in the last couple of months, which is killing me because I'm a huge DC Online fan. And before the show got me really busy, I would play DCU Online for at least an hour every day. But because I started this website and I was campaigning to get TBS to do season 3, King of the Nerds, the website has taken up all of my time and I haven't had a chance to play. And one thing's for sure, I haven't done Pac-Man in a while.
Well, there you go.
Something I did want to ask, you just brought it up. You were convincing TBS to do season 3. How close was it? Like, did it take a lot or were they pretty okay with the show and the ratings from the first two seasons?
It's or hard was to it say at from gunpoint? My viewpoint. I just, what was that?
Or was it at gunpoint?
Well, you know, I've heard mixed from all angles and stuff, but basically what happened was we had not received a pickup by the end of the show, and then, like, it had been several weeks, and there was still no pickup, and they could not start planning the next season. They couldn't start casting until they had a pickup, and we were getting really close to basically the point of no return, and that's when I started the Nerd Army, and I hadn't even started it when I talked to you guys last, but I started the Nerd Army pretty shortly after that, and we started to campaign, letter write, tweet TBS and annoy them kind of thing, you know, give us our show, and we ended up getting the pickup on, like, the last possible day. Whether or not I had any input on that, I won't say. That's not for me to say, but, you know, it was close. But I don't know why it was close. You know, there was also change of leadership at TBS at that time as well. So that could have just been part of it.
Well, the way I see it is you did our show and then you started the Nerd Army and the tweets. And then it happened. So it all comes back to our show.
So,
really.
Yeah. So we were really the reason.
So you're welcome.
Yeah. All five of us listeners.
Hey, you know what? That's...
Hey, we got a movie funded on our, on our show.
We got a movie funded. Now we got a TV show.
Yep.
We're on a roll.
World changers.
If you know anybody that needs, you know, funds for whatever kind of project they're working on, you throw them our way. And I think
unless it's Kunal,
statistically speaking, we've funded more than we haven't funded.
Yeah, we are 4-1.
We're 4-1.
We got the Beyond Mode 7 book. We got Amplitude.
Yep.
We got the movie, and now we got King of the Nerds.
We can't be stopped. We're doing it.
You know,
it.
The thing about pseudoscience is when you make your own statistics to fit your own beliefs, it doesn't really count.
That's not proven. That's
70% of statistics are lies and 40% are awesome. Because I give it 110%.
Well, yeah.
The only one that we didn't fund was Pixel Noir, and that's Tim's fault. So he's gone.
Yeah, whatever. So, Joe, what are you playing other than not Drive Club?
Not Drive Club. I've been playing more Smash, of course, because
I'm shocked.
Smash. Nice burp.
Thank you.
I have been playing Project Spark daily because it has like a daily login bonus and achievement for 14 days. So I'm playing it for 14 days.
I'm shocked.
Having a lot of fun with that. There's definitely too much of an emphasis on microtransactions, which can be earned through gameplay. It just takes fucking forever.
Okay.
But playing user-created worlds is fun.
Yeah, I mean, it seems cool. I definitely want to check it out once I have an Xbox One.
Yeah. I got back into Destiny a little bit. I was watching my friend Wood, who wants to do the show, but he lives in Japan, so timing... is a bitch.
Timing sucks.
Time zone suck. Yeah, Ryan Underwood goes by Wood.
I met him at MAGFest.
MAGFest, yeah. Yeah. He was streaming it from the PS4, and I was talking to him on there, and I was like, man, why don't you play this on a less shitty system? And he's like, well, if I bought it on the Xbox One, would you play with me? I'm like, yeah, download it, and we'll play. We haven't played yet.
Of course
because,
not.
Because time zones.
Time zones. Oh, yeah. See, like, he didn't think about that.
Like, I sat around for 10 hours while he was trying to get it purchased and downloaded. And then when he was done, he started it up. He did the intro and like, oh my God, it's 3 o'clock. I need to go to bed.
Yeah.
And
son of a bitch. Well,
son of a bitch.
That happens. Hey, and at then, least, at least it's not a Borderlands download. So
true. True.
I'm
trying to think if I played anything else. Senran Kagura. I talked about
crazy
that.
Ass fucking. Yeah.
And then, De Burbler.
I'm so proud of you, Joe.
Yeah. They added,
well, it was patch 2.1.
Yeah. So it has the greater rifts and then the,
yep.
the treasure Goblin realm world.
And, oh yeah.
Something cool this week for the Xbox One and PS4 is that treasure goblins are doubled.
They did that.
So when you find one, there's two of them.
They did that for when patch 2.1 went live on PC as nice. Well. It was cool. It was like a nice added bonus for yeah. when everything kind of dropped. So that's
360
neat that
they did that and PS3 users got 100% extra experience.
Cool. So at least they're like they're throwing bones.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. I am playing Smash, shocker. Because it's easily accessible when I'm like, you know, when there's downtime at work, I can essentially just flip it open, play it for a little bit until a customer comes in and then put it away.
Unless you're Tim, then you'd be like, fuck off, I'm playing.
Yeah, pretty much. but it was pretty slow today since it was raining and all that kind of shit. So I was able
True.
To get some more done on my challenges.
Mordor? What?
I will get that game and I will play it. I got a new game on PC that I technically I didn't have to pay for because it's in open beta, but the Mighty Quest for Epic Loot.
Yeah.
So I started messing
around. Weren't we talking about that like a year ago on this show?
We were, because it was still in beta.
Zach, go through the record, Zach. Tell us what episode.
And apparently, and apparently it's still in open beta.
Wow.
But it's a lot of fun. It's cool. It's kind of like, it's got this, it kind of has this thing that reminds me of a mobile game, which kind of throws me off of it, where it's a mix of Diablo, but with like a tower defense kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you've got the tower defense kind of thing going on, you have to manage your resources as far as like, you know, you've got wells that are bringing up these two main resources, and you kind of have to wait for that stuff to charge up so that you could spend it to build more defenses and all that kind of stuff. So there's that kind of slight like, hey, you should log in pretty often so that you can use your resources to blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So it kind of has that part of a mobile game feel, which kind of turns me off of it. But that's the only thing that I'm not really a fan of. Everything else I really like. The dungeon crawler aspect, it's essentially like it plays pretty much exactly like Diablo, almost a little bit more like what is it, Torchlight? Kind of.
Mm.
So it plays a little bit more like Torchlight, but because you constantly have a player-generated content, like those, their castles that you're trying to go through, you've got every single map is randomly generated, essentially. But there is a legitimate, like, quote-unquote campaign that you can go through. There's ones that just come with the game that you can get your experience and gold and all that kind of stuff from and gear up from.
Nice.
So it's fun. I'm digging it. I'm enjoying it a lot. I'm interested to see how much time I'm actually going to spend with it.
Yeah.
But and then obviously at some point tonight or tomorrow, I'm going to play some Borderlands. And then I'm probably going to be binging Borderlands until I like.
Nice.
I don't know. Until I absolutely 100% it. Because
if you're playing tonight, maybe I'll hop on and see if you're on.
You know, did get a live card. Okay. All right.
You know who else should play Borderlands? Kayla. I figure we have to talk to you somehow. I'm looking at the recording bar and like a massive chunk you haven't said anything because we're too busy running our mouths when we have a guest on.
I know. I'm sorry.
We're such assholes.
I know. You guys are talking about something I just really don't know much about.
It's Chris, okay. You fucking prep.
I resent that.
You know, I got a PS3. I eventually will upgrade to the PS4 when Arkham comes out.
It's
someone doesn't listen to our show
it's
enough.
Batman.
I do, and you know, you are the only person I know who has gone through what 5 PlayStations.
I am
no
on
one
my
else
fifth.
I know of has ever had an issue with their PlayStation 4. I think it's you.
No, not at all. Google it. There's tons of people
there's
out there.
There's a lot of problems.
The things run like a jet engine. Crank the volume because you won't hear the game.
pump up the jam, pump up the volume.
Pump up the volume.
Well, you know, maybe the, I don't. Maybe by the time I get mine, all the issues will be solved because of you.
No, it's Sony. They don't give a shit.
Wait until they come out with they're going to regress. Instead of being, they're going to come out with a slim model, they're going to come out with a fat model.
That's what they need.
Yeah.
But instead, they will come out with a thinner one, and it'll be even louder and hotter.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got the slim model of the PlayStation 3. But, I mean, I like it because I got Netflix, which is really the only thing I use it for anymore. But,
that's on Xbox?
I mean, DC Online, because I don't have a gaming computer. And so I'm a console girl, and I like my PlayStation, and I love my PlayStation Portable, too. I mean, I hate the Vita. I haven't really gotten into my Vita, but...
Really?
Yeah, the whole touch features and stuff really threw me off, so I haven't upgraded to the Vita yet, because I was like, I want controls. I want buttons to push. If I want to do a touch game, I'll pick up my iPad.
Yeah, most of the games have dropped most of the touch support, because no one cares.
Oh, good.
Because it was just Sony ripping off Nintendo. Which, surprise, they always do.
Yeah, and there's a reason why I don't get Nintendo, so it's like, yeah. But, no, I mean, DC Online is a big thing. Like, I know there's some racing games on the Xbox I'm supposed to try.
Oh, my God, Forza Horizon 2.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Yeah, you know, I'm stuck with just, like, Gran Turismo and stuff, but those are really good games, too, and...
You're stuck with Drive
Club. You know, an interesting story...
the non-existent Drive Club.
An interesting story, actually, about video games and nerd, let's bring it home, is this past weekend when I was in New York Comic Con with Bobby, or Robert Carradine, he used to race professionally. And
really?
When he got assigned to do a race on the Nuremberg Ring, which is this massive track.
Oh my
track,
God, that place is fucking nuts.
147 turns. Including the carousel. Well, he got to do a few weeks of testing, but then he had a couple of weeks of downtime. So he actually got a video game, like, I don't know which one. He didn't say which one, but like Forza or Gran Turismo. And he just raced that track constantly. And he said it helped him memorize the track because it was actually good enough to help him memorize the turns.
That would be...
That's cool.
That would be Forza.
Yeah.
And that would
and
be
I know it, it just
Xbox.
Came to Forza 5 as well.
Yeah, they just put it on Forza 5.
Yeah, for free.
Yep.
Well, this was way back in the day. Like, I mean,
yeah, Forza. Yeah, Forza was the only one that had the Nürburgring because the guys from Top Gear have like a total hard on for it. So like,
yeah.
And the guys from Top Gear help with the Forza games.
Yeah, if you're looking for good racing, Xbox is the way to go.
Dude, all the
Forza
5, games are
Forza Horizon,
hot.
Gran Turismo.
Hot.
Gran Turismo cannot hold Forza's jock.
That's messed
up. Gran Turismo's days are over.
I will say Gran Turismo 2 was the shit, though.
Yeah, on PlayStation 1.
Well,
I'm just saying.
You know,
20 years ago.
I'm just saying.
And if I only got 10 minutes to do one race, I'm totally going to put Burnout in so I can do Road Rage.
Absolutely.
Very true. Very true. Forza Horizon 2 is like the Burnout Paradise 2 we've never got.
Yeah.
It's
oh
good.
My God, I love it
it's
so
good.
Much.
All right. Well, anyways.
Drive Club.
Drive Club. I appreciate you taking your time out of your night. Night?
I'm trying to read your socks, night? And all I see is dickless.
It says Dickies.
Nope, dickless.
No, it says Dickies.
Nope.
They say Dickies.
I could read dickless. That I is totally an L.
No, it would need another S.
You need an S.
I don't, though.
So my new website
I was just
going to
say, please do your pimps.
Okay. Well, the new website that I've created, The Knights of Nirvana, is at www.theknightsofnirvana.com. My Twitter is ontomars_Kayla. And season 3, King of the Nerds, premieres on TBS starting January 23rd. It has moved to Fridays and an hour earlier, so it's in a new date and time. So make sure you catch that before the start of season 3.
I think we're going to be at MAGFest.
Wait, hold on. Run that past me one more time.
I think we're going to be at MAGFest when the new season premieres.
Yeah,
and you're
going to
miss
will,
one hell of an awesome episode 1.
How about this? You show up to MAGFest and we'll have a room party and watch it together.
That'd be great, actually. We should
well,
do that.
If they invite me and pay my way, then I'll definitely be there.
Well, there you go.
Though I might also be required to go to LA for the premiere of season 3 if they do a premiere. I'm not sure yet, so swanky. We'll have to see. We'll play that by ear.
Go to LA.
Otherwise, you and Glenn just come to MAGFest.
Come to Mag.
I miss seeing Glenn.
Yeah, I'd definitely be game if Glenn went.
Well, bug him to go. Be like, hey, Joe keeps talking about MAGFest, and he says you've been there. Let's go.
Glenn's been to MAGFest?
Yeah.
You've never told me that.
Really? Glenn Casey,
yeah,
son of a
totally
bitch.
I'm totally going to harass him at work tomorrow.
Be like, tell me about MAGFest. Yeah, because
tell me about MAGFest.
He did music for an old show that PBC Productions did called Captain S, The Adventures of Captain S.
Yeah.
As kids, we had The Adventures of Captain N with Nintendo. And some of our friends, they just put together a live-action Captain S, and Glenn did the music for it.
Well, I knew that. I just didn't know it was related to MAGFest or anything.
Yep, he was there for MAGFest.
Okay.
Because they showed it at MAGFest.
Because
video games. Okay.
Video games. Well, there you go.
Well.
So, do you have any final words other than your pimp, like non-pimp final words?
I'm a smack-a-ho. Oh, wait, that's pimp, really.
That's pimp. That's pimp.
Although, I love the fact that she went and did the W's for www dot, but didn't put the at in front of her Twitter handle.
I'll let it slide.
At least I did HTTP it.
True.
I'm going to do that from now on out.
What's your website?
HTTP colon double slash.
Nope. Backslash, backslash.
Whatever.
Don't double slash it. If you're going to make it long and complicated, go for broke.
Okay, you're right.
Stupid.
Yeah. You got to go. Don't go short. If you're going to go all the way, you got to go for it.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's
don't true. Go short like me. Go long.
Go long. Make sure you're getting that automatic door opener.
Yes.
So
yeah, final words or final blah blah. Fuck, I didn't say music. We're going to do stuff from Senran Kagura because I listened to the CD on the way up. So there. Okay, music's out of the way.
So now final words.
All I can say is just keep being nerdy.
to you, many virtues.